Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings, my name is Casey Luskin, and on this ID the Future podcast, coming from the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington, we'll be discussing how some mainstream scientific journals use harsh diction against skeptics of evolution, showing an intense bias against intelligent design. In a recent issue of Current Biology, an interview with biologist Roger Hendricks showed how some biology journals view intelligent design and the type of journal that they are willing to print on the subject. Current Biology sought fit to print this biologist asserting that, quote, "people pushing ID do not give a rat's patootie about having a scientific discussion over evolution," unquote. Is that really true, when proponents of intelligent design have printed many large volumes with scientific critique of evolution? One would expect that such harsh comments might be juxtaposed with an interview of a pro-ID scientist, but apparently Current Biology chose not to interview any pro-ID scientist for the article and let Dr. Hendricks' assertion that, quote, "people pushing ID do not give a rat's patootie about having a scientific discussion over evolution" stand without any rebuttal. Another instance comes from a recent book review in Nature authored by evolutionary biologist Jerry Coyne. Coyne, in a book review entitled Selling Darwin, writes about a question that he was asked after giving a lecture before the Alaskan Bar Association. He writes, quote, "after lecturing this spring to the Alaska Bar Association on the debate over intelligent design and evolution, I was approached at the podium by a young lawyer. The tight-lipped smile, close-cropped hair, and maniacal gleam in his eyes told me that he was probably a creationist out for blood. I was not wrong." Unquote. The take-home message here seems to be, don't ask hard questions about evolution of leading Darwinists, or you will get called mean-spirited names in major scientific journals. But let's look at the more subtle point. Keep in mind that these words were just printed in a leading scientific journal of Nature. Does this unkind description of a, quote, creationist indicate a mean-spirited bias on the part of what Nature is willing to print about skeptics of evolution? Would Nature have printed similar words describing an evolutionist? Or perhaps is there an intense bias in such science journals against scientific skeptics of evolution that they're willing to promote stereotypes about what skeptics of evolution look like? And mean-spirited stereotypes at that. Finally, an interesting example of this comes from a 2005 editorial written by the editor-in-chief of the Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology journal named Gerald Weissman. In an article entitled, quote, "The Facts of Evolution, Fighting the Endarkenment," Dr. Weissman writes that, quote, "much society is beating a hasty retreat to the Dark Ages," unquote, because, quote, "superstition threatens our schools and Bible thumpers preach that Darwin got it wrong," unquote. Weissman expresses, using warfare diction, that he envisions winning a war against, quote, "zealots of all stripe that are chipping away at evolutionary science," unquote, some of which seek to introduce intelligent design, as he puts it, into schools. Continuing his warfare analogy, Weissman gives a call that, quote, "experimental science is our defense, perhaps our best defense, against humbug and the endarkenment," unquote. But of course, as we learned in a recent ID the Future podcast, experimental biology, which all evolution skeptics fully support, can get along quite nicely without evolution, and in fact, evolution yields little in terms of practical benefits for society. But in the end, the point here is that the harsh diction using warfare analogies and religious stereotypes against skeptics of evolution reveals an incredible bias in what some leading scientific journals are willing to print against intelligent design and skeptics of evolution. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast, being broadcast from the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.